Blog Talk Radio.
He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. The conditions of obtaining mercy of God are simple and just and reasonable. The Lord does not require us to do some grievous thing in order that we may have the forgiveness of sin. We need not make long and wearisome pilgrimages or perform painful penances to commend our souls to the God of heaven or to expiate our transgression. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. The Apostle says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed." James 5:16. Confess your sins to God, who only can forgive them, and your faults to one another. If you have given offense to your friend or neighbor, you are to acknowledge your wrong, and it is his duty to freely forgive you. Then you are to seek the forgiveness of God, because the brother you have wounded is the property of God, and in injuring him, you sinned against his Creator and Redeemer. The case is brought before the only true mediator, our great high priest, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, and who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and is able to cleanse from every stain of iniquity. Hebrews 4:15. Those who have not humbled their souls before God in acknowledging their guilt have not yet fulfilled the first condition of acceptance. If we have not experienced that repentance which is not to be repented of, and have not with true humiliation of soul and brokenness of spirit confessed our sins, abhorring our iniquity, we have never truly sought for the forgiveness of sin, and if we have never sought, we have never found the peace of God. The only reason we do not have remission of sins that are past is that we are not willing to humble our hearts and comply with the conditions of the word of truth. Explicit instruction is given concerning this matter. Confession of sin, whether public or private, should be heartfelt and freely expressed. It is not to be urged from the sinner. It is not to be made in a flippant and careless way, or forced from those who have no realizing sense of the abhorrent character of sin. The confession that is the outpouring of the inmost soul finds its way to the God of infinite pity. The psalmist says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Psalm 34:18. True confession is always of a specific character, and acknowledges particular sins. They may be of such a nature as to be brought before God only. They may be wrongs that could be confessed to individuals who have suffered injury through them. Or they may be of a public character, and should then be as publicly confessed. But all confession should be definite and to the point, acknowledging the very sins of which you are guilty. In the days of Samuel, the Israelites wandered from God. They were suffering the consequences of sin, for they had lost their faith in God, lost their discernment of His power and wisdom to rule the nation, lost their confidence in His ability to defend and vindicate His cause. They turned from the great ruler of the universe and desired to be governed as were the nations around them. Before they found peace, they made this definite confession: "We have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king." 1 Samuel 12:19. The very sin of which they were convicted had to be confessed. Their ingratitude oppressed their souls and severed them from God. Confession will not be acceptable to God without sincere repentance and reformation. There must be decided changes in the life. Everything offensive to God must be put away. This will be the result of genuine sorrow for sin. The work that we have to do on our part is plainly set before us: wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 15. Paul says, speaking of the work of repentance, "Ye sorrowed after a godly sort. What carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter." 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11. When sin has deadened the moral perceptions, the wrongdoer does not discern the defects of his character, nor realize the enormity of the evil he has committed, and unless he yields to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, he remains in partial blindness to his sin. His confessions are not sincere and in earnest. To every acknowledgement of his guilt he adds an apology in excuse of his course, declaring that if it had not been for certain circumstances, he would not have done this or that for which he is reproved. After Adam and Eve had eaten of the forbidden fruit, they were filled with a sense of shame and terror. At first, their only thought was how to excuse their sin and escape the dreaded sentence of death. When the Lord inquired concerning their sin, Adam replied, laying the guilt partly upon God and partly upon his companion, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." The woman put the blame upon the serpent, saying, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." Genesis 3:12-13. Why did you make the serpent? Why did you suffer him to come to Eden? These were the questions implied in her.
"All and far is my heart within, dark and cheerless I go within. How is this fit in me unto thee, Lord God? How is it in me?"
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Sister Leola, I'm waiting on Sister Powell. I'm going to begin with an opening prayer. Sister Powell will be coming on, and I believe this Sister Constanelli, I heard you singing, so I will open with prayer, and I'm going to let you go ahead and speak since you give testimonies and share. So I'm going to let you talk while Sister Powell, while I'm waiting on Sister Powell, because I'm here busy doing something. So let us begin with a word of prayer, Sister. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord. We come to thank you for this prayer line, thanking you, Father, for one another, the fellowship. Heavenly Father, we lift this prayer line up to you. We're so grateful to your word. So as this prayer line is to lift you up and to spread your gospel, Father, we pray for the Holy Spirit to fall afresh on us tonight and bless this prayer line, Father, that Sister Powell will be able to come on and host, and Sister Stephanie will be able to bring the message. So, Father, we thank you as our brothers and sisters come to share and allow them to press one and give their testimonies and scripture reading. So, Father, once again, thank you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Sister Constanelli, I'm going to open your line, if you don't mind, and I'm going to ask if you can begin to share. You can sing a song for us, Sister Constanelli. This is Sister Leola. Yes. Can you hear me?
I'm right there, right there. Yes, I'm hearing you. You're
well,
hearing me?
God, yes, you can sing a song because I'm here. I'm trying to get my husband. Yes, I'm trying to get some things done, so I need you to go ahead and sing the song, and
all right.
Sister Powell
yeah.
will be joining in, and you can share, okay? I'm listening.
All
I'm
right.
on the line.
All right. I'm going to sing Lift Him Up. It's time to lift up Jesus. If you have your hymn books, you can sing 520. You hearing me, Sister Ampi? Hello? Lift him up to see the things you have to die and look and live. To all weary, thirsty sinners, living waters will he give. And the one so meek and lowly, yet the Prince of Heaven will see. And the blind who grope in darkness, through the blood of Christ shall see. Lift him up, the risen Savior, high amid the waiting throne. Lift him up, the sea that speaketh, now he bids you flee from wrong. Lift him up, his precious Savior, let the multitude behold. They with willing hearts shall seek him, he will draw them to his fold. They shall gather from the wayside, hasten on with joyous feet. They shall bear the cross of Jesus and shall find salvation sweet. Lift him up, the risen Savior, high amid the risen throne. Lift him up, to see the speaker. Now he bids you flee from wrong. Oh, then lift him up in singing, lift the Savior up in prayer. He the glorious Redeemer, all the sins of men did bear. Yes, the young shall bow before him, and the old their voices raise. All the deaf shall hear Hosanna, and the dumb shall shout his praise. Lift him up, the risen Savior, high amid the risen throne. Lift him up, to see that speaker, now he bids you flee from wrong. Hello, hello. Here is another song, Sweet the Time, Exceeding Sweet. When saints together meet, when the Savior is the theme, when they join to sing of him. Okay. sweet the time exceeding sweet. When the saints together meet, when the Savior is with me, when they join to sing of him, sing with an eternal love, such as is the Father moved. He beheld the world undone, love the world and give his son. Sing the son's amazing love, how he left Mary Lambs above, to for nature and our place, lived and died to save our race. Sing we to the Spirit love, with our stubborn hearts he strove, filled our minds with grief and fear, brought the precious Savior near. Sweet the time, exceeding sweet, when the saints in heaven shall meet. Jesus still will be the theme. They shall always sing of him. Oh, yes. Another song you could sing is Now just the word for Jesus, your dear friend, so true. Come cheer our hearts and tell us what he has done for you. Now just the word for Jesus will help us on our way. One little word for Jesus, or speak or sing or pray. Now just a word for Jesus, you feel your sins forgiven, and by his grace are striving to reach a home in heaven. Now just a word for Jesus, across the galaxy, to say I love my Savior, who gave his life for me. Now just a word for Jesus, to help us on our way. One little word for Jesus, oh, speak or sing or pray. Now just a word for Jesus, and if your faith be thin, arise in all your weakness and leave the rest to him. Now just a word for Jesus will help us on our way. One little word for Jesus, or speak or sing or pray. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, we are here this evening to say something for Jesus. Speak, sing, or pray. Anything that you can do, we can give. We can say something for Jesus. The best friend to have is Jesus. We know everybody has their friends, right? But, and friends fail you at many times. But the song says the best friend to have is Jesus. And when you have Jesus as your best friend, I can tell you, you have a friend. because he would not leave you. He would not scream on you. He would not give up on you. He would always be there for you. Anytime, he will be there. He will heal your wounded heart. He will strengthen, grace, and impart. Oh, the best friend to have is Jesus. So I'm going to sing the song, "Oh, the best friend to have is Jesus." Oh, the best friend to have is Jesus. When the cares of life upon you roll, he will heal the wounded heart. He will strengthen, grace, and impart. Oh, the best friend to have is Jesus. What a friend I have found in Jesus. Peace and comfort to my soul he brings. Leaning on his mighty arm, I will fear no ill nor harm. Oh, the best friend to have is Jesus. The best friend to have is Jesus. The best friend to have is Jesus. He will help you when you fall. He will hear you when you call. Oh, the best friend to have is Jesus. When at last your home gather, with the faithful who have gone before, we will sing upon the shore, praising him forevermore. Oh, the best friend to have is Jesus. The best friend to have is Jesus. The best friend to have is Jesus. He will help you fall. He will hear you when you call. Oh, the best friend to have is Jesus. Okay, Sister Powell, you're there.
Yes,
hello?
My dear, praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Lilo. And thank you, Sister Cancinelli, for that thing. The best friend to have is Jesus, I'm telling you. We cannot do without this best friend in everything we do, my sister. I just want to thank Sister Cancinelli and also Sister Leola to put me on, because I was here trying, and the phone go out to other call, and when I called this number, it said, try again, and it wouldn't get me through. You know, but we know who is doing that. So I just want to thank you, Sister Cancinelli. You finished? I think we pray already, Sister Leola.
Yes, Sister Leola prayed. Yes.
Okay, yes, my dear. So again, Sister Cancinelli, I so thank you for that song. This is the song that needed right now, right? At this moment, you know, because we can know and be and have that blessed assurance that we have a best friend, and he is Jesus. He shows us all the love that he has for us, and even though the enemy is trying, he is our friend, and we have to be sure to really rest upon this friend and also be obedient to follow and to serve this friend. So I'm so thankful that I am here on the line. So, my dear Sister Cancinelli, you finished your song?
Yes, you wanted to sing another song. I couldn't sing another one.
Okay, because Sister Leola have to tell me the amount of people on the line that, you know.
Well,
Sister Leola?
It's just you, Sister Cancinelli, and myself right now.
Okay,
so,
all right. Okay, yes, Sister Cancinelli, you can sing another song, and we can sing a few songs and before we do open officially.
Yes, I'm looking for another song. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Oh boy, come on. Let me find another song.
We have 251 here. He lives. I serve a risen Savior. 251.
Oh. 251. I don't have that in my handbook.
He lives.
I have the old hymn book. Let me find another one.
All right, I have it. I will sing this one, and you can look for one. I will sing this one.
Oh, go ahead.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hands of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer, and just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within our heart. In all the world around us, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is living through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with us and he talks with us along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives. Within our heart, rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within our heart. Amen, amen. Yes, my dear sisters, brothers and sisters on the line here, we know that Jesus lives. He walks with us. And he talks with us, he is with us right through the day, right through the night, and we know that he lives within our heart. So we want to thank God for these wonderful promises and comforting songs, that when we are going through our crucibles and all trials and tribulation around, we know that first, we know we have a Savior who lives, right? We know that he lives. We know he walks with us and he talks with us. And we also know that we have a best friend. And the best friend to have is Jesus. So our determination is to follow this best friend and to always share the love of this best friend to our brothers and our sisters when we come contact with. As tonight is our Health Thursday night, and we know that we have a lot to listen, to learn, about. So we're asking our brothers and sisters on this line, if you join and you want to share, you can press 1 that Sister Leola can open your book, your line, and that you can share. We welcome you on this line, and we are praying that the Lord will pour out his blessings upon us, as we know that tonight is Thursday night, El Thursday. And we didn't start with a scripture passage, Sister Leola, no? Right? We have something here that we...
Sister Powell.
Yeah?
Can you, I offered a word of prayer. Can you do another prayer before you start?
Yes, that is what I'm going to do, Sister Leola.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay. Yes, my dear sister. So we do know that our dear sister offer a word of prayer, and I'm going to offer another word of prayer. But before I offer the word of prayer, brothers and sisters, we are asking you, whosoever is on the line, please to kneel, let we pray that God will pour out his blessings upon this line tonight. Let's pray. Father in heaven, creator of heaven and earth, we, your children, come before you this moment, giving you thanks and praise for the privilege that you have allowed us to be here, Lord. Father, we know and we saw all what is happening around, even on this line, dear Lord. But we thank you, Lord, that we are faithful people that you have been using. Lord, who are looking forward for your second coming, who determination, Lord Jesus, is to continue to do your work. And this evening, we can say thank you, Father, because we know that Satan lose the battle. He was trying to fight. He was trying to shut down. He was trying for us, not for me, unfortunately. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you have been using Sister Leola, Sister Consinelli, and others to join to fellowship at this moment and to give you praises. Father, this moment we come, nothing in our hands we bring, but simple to the cross we cling. We come to you asking you, Lord, as we confess all our sins to you, ask you, Lord, to search us, see if there is anything within us that should not be, and remove it from us. Father, we ask you, Father, for pour your Holy Spirit upon us, Lord, so that we will do your will. We want to thank you for salvation. We want to thank you for your love, as you have demonstrated, Lord, and showing us brotherly love. And, Lord, when you came in this world, you came, Lord, in this world to love everyone, every creed and every nationality, every brother and every sister, every nation, every boy and every girl, every woman and man, Lord, to love them with a compassionate love. You also share that you send the rain drops from the good and also on the bad. Lord, so you are showing us in your word that we are children here. We are supposed to follow your example that you have lived on this earth and demonstrate all so that we can know how, Lord, to show brotherly love to everyone who we come contact with. So this evening, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for the message that you have given unto us, the medical missionary message, Lord, right unto the gospel, so that this can guide us how we should live, Lord, and what you have done by preparing, Lord Jesus, natural remedy for each one of us that we can use, and it bring comfort and also healing to our soul. So we want to thank you. We want to thank you for the good news, Lord, of brothers and sisters who went out this morning on the busy road. You have given them health and strength to walk. You have gave them, Lord, the power to drive, and you were there with them around that steering wheel that they go, and they came back home safely, Lord, without any accident. We want to thank you for the blessing report from our sisters, that you have kept them strong so that they was able, dear Lord, to clean, Lord, the house and to work around the house without tiresome, Lord. We know you are the one, dear God, who gave them that strength so they have that vigor to do your bit. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for those, Lord, who present the word out there as the evangelists, Lord, aggressive evangelism out there, sharing the word, the Ten Commandments on the back of the car, and also books, Lord, and sharing to others, and they have seen it and enjoying it. Enjoying the Ten Commandments, Lord, and see they like it. And dear Lord, a conversation could be raised, and dear booklets, Lord, could be shared. Father, we want to thank you for that. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you even when the mailman and those men came in to drop off parcels and letters, Lord, that you have been using your people to demonstrate love to them by sharing a gift to them, dear Lord, in which they are so grateful. And Lord, you are the one who have instilled that Holy Spirit on your sons and your daughter to do your work. We want to thank you, dear Father, for the many calls that you have allowed your brothers and sisters, Lord, to call their loved ones, friends and family, and to share, Lord, and to encourage each other in this serious times that we are living in, so that people will know that people cares. Father, you are so good, and we could go on and go on and go on. But this evening, Lord, we lift up our voice to you. We lift up our help to you. And we are asking you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit on each one of us on this line so that we can share and give you all the praise, Lord. Bless each member on this line. You know them, Brother Udi and his family, Sister Leola and family, children, grandchildren, and Lord, especially our dear beloved Brother Jarvis. We present him to you, Lord. We present, Lord, those, Lord, who are mourning, husband of our dear sister who passed. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to continue to bless him and also his son. Lord, I lift up, Lord, my niece, Lord, who have passed. Lord, we ask you to comfort them at this time, the family members, Lord, in Jamaica, and help them, Lord, that they may be strong in whatsoever they are doing. Father, I just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the blessings, Lord, Elder Brother Rick. Continue to bless him and his family, Ashley, and also the church in Queensbury. We also lift up Capital City Church to you, the members in Capital City, the pastors, the leadership. Father God, allow them, dear Lord, to see how urgent it is so that the message, gospel message, will go out. And also we pray for our youths, Lord, please to bring them back to the fore. We also lift up our dear brother Eli as he pray for his mother Rose. We also pray for Jari, Javel, Isma, and Sharika, dear Lord, and Miss Pasiana, Father, and all the others, and praying for each one of us. We pray for Sister Carla and her son and daughter Amanda and Nicholas. Lord, we lift them up to you. We lift up tonight, dear Lord. You have impressed me to lift up my sisters and brothers. Lift up Brother Richardson, Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson. Lord, we lift them up in Tennessee and the work that they have been doing. We also lift up to you today, Lord, our dear beloved Brother Eli, Brother O'Neill, his children, the work that he have been doing, and we ask you to bless him as he will be coming on tonight, dear Father, this evening to present the message. We also lift up to you, Sister Mary, dear beloved Sister Cancinelli, faithful servant, Lord, continue to bless her and her family members, her husband and her children and grandchildren, and the community that she is, and all the books that she gave out today. We ask you to bless those who receive it, so that they will study your words and see how near you are, that their life and soul can be prepared to meet you. We also tonight lift up our dear beloved Sister Brenda and Brother John. Continue to bless them while they work in their home, Lord, and we soon have the home ready where our daughter will be moving in, and grandchildren. And Lord, we know a home without children is not like a home, and family members together. So Lord, we ask you to allow the light of Brother John and Sister Brenda to penetrate that home, Lord, that her daughter, their daughter, Lord, will receive the truth. We also tonight, dear Father, lift up to you, dear Lord, myself, Lord. You know everything about me and the desire of my heart. We also lift up the country living, dear Lord, that a lot of us are trying and fight and praying to you to prepare and to make a way in the country living, Lord. And those who are living there, we ask you for your love and your mercies and your protection as they do the work, Lord, to draw souls to you. We also tonight, dear Father, lift up our dear Sister Stephanie in class with your other friends, students, them, Lord, continue to bless. Keep them, give them the wisdom, Lord, as they are facing tired sometime, trials sometime, with a lot of overwork, Lord, with the principal, Lord, the professors. So we ask you to give them a heart that they will know that student cannot be overworked or overburdened, but you are God and you can do all things. Lord, we lift up, dear Father, all of our youth used to be on this line. You know every one of them. Lord, we lift up our dear little young youth that Sister Leola is studying with, Lord, a faithful little young man. We ask you to strengthen him and allow him, dear Lord, to listen to and study the word and to be faithful to you, that he can share and bring other youths to the fore, dear Lord. Father, you are so good, you are so great, and we know we have a lot of names. Sister Tamiko, we lift her up to your faithful one who is in a seminar now, dear Lord, Revelation Seminar at the church. We ask you to pour your blessings upon them, that seminar, dear Lord, what they learn, because we know that there is a lot to learn, dear Father, in Daniel and the Revelation, and to tell and to allow us to know that your coming is near. So allow them with wisdom so that they will understand, that they can share the gospel message out to others. Father, we just want to thank you, and everyone who joined, Lord Jesus, Sister Sharon Thomas joined the line. Continue to bless her, continue to keep her. Our dear beloved Sister Barnaby, we lift her up, she and her family members, both here and in Jamaica. You know everything about her, Lord. Continue to strengthen her and allow her to shine the light wherever she go. Father, you are so good, you are so great. What more could we ask? And as we present, Lord, Brother Bernard to you, continue to keep them. The store, the health store, we place that health store in your care. Help it that it will be a light in the community and soul will draw from it, dear Lord. Bless and keep and guide us tonight, and full pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon us this night, dear Lord, as we go into your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, my dear sister, Sister Leola, is there anyone else on the line join who would like to share? Can you press number one? That Sister Leola will open your line. We have a little disturbance here with the phone, but Sister Leola is there to open the line, and I thank her for what she's doing. Sister Leola, anyone else? All right. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters and elders, welcome again. Right? Yes, the Lord said, where two or three gather together doing the things concerning our will, he is in the midst. Right? And we know that, you know, you have a lot to share. But before you share, we're going in Genesis 29, Genesis 1, verse 29. And let us read some of the things, because we know tonight is El Thursday. And if there is anyone on the line, press number 1 that you can share, and I will start, close my mouth. And Genesis 1, 29 said, "And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, and you seed in you it shall be meat." And it go down there at the bottom, it said, "I have given you every green herb for meat," and it was so. So our Lord loved us so much, my dear brothers and sisters, that he gave us every green herb, right, for our meat, and he also gave it to us for our healing, the leaf for our healing process. So we have to know the leaf. And there is something came up in my mind, my dear sister. You know what we have to do? We have to try to know the leaves out there, because God is so good. He gave us those herbs out there, and we have so many herbs outside what we may not know. And it is very good for us, you know. We don't have to buy them. They came. They just spring up, right, in there. But we have to know these herbs. So it's a good thing for us, Lord, to study these herbs that we know. Because I was listening that they said towards the depression time that passed, that a lot of people, what they survived by, it was the herb out there, the leaves, the green leaves out there. And there are a lot out there that people said, you know, that we do not know about it, but we have to ask the Lord to help us that we will know these herbs. And then he said in 3 John 3, said, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gallus, whom I loved in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." And it said, "For I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth." And 5 said, "Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to the stranger." So God wants us with brotherly love to walk in the truth and to do what he asks us to do, you know. So this is what he appealed to us to do. Is there anyone else, Sister Leola? Anyone else joined, want to talk? And
Sister Power is just a few right now. Everybody has not joined. Yeah.
Okay. But you said you have a song.
I'm going to share because I'm so sorry. I've been back and forward in my Bible. But, yes, I want to just thank the Lord for his blessings, giving me safe traveling mercy, protecting my husband back home, giving him traveling mercy. And also I just want to praise the Lord for having Brother Ray. Let me tell you, sisters, you know, my husband has been supporting this ministry for, we've been married, I believe, 7 years, or it's going to be 7 years. And he's been supporting this ministry before we were married. He helped me to give donations, and it's a blessing to have. And even when Sister Powell called, say, "Sister Leola, can you do this?" He's patient. I was working with his food, and he's patient to let me do these things for the Lord. And I just think, Sister, you just don't know. I thank the Lord for that, because I know so many women have struggled. Husbands fighting with them because they serve the Lord. They want to serve the Lord, and they call them names, Holy Rose or Holy Roly and all kind of things like that, you know. And I just I'm so grateful to my husband that he support me. So I want to share my scripture. Amen. I want to share my scripture. And when I want to share, and I'm so grateful. I'm waiting on Sister Brenda to join us, too, because I told her I wanted to hear that testimony, how God has been blessing her. I want to share in John. You know the Lord tell us how much he loves us, and he say we ought to do the same, to love one another. And I want to share John in John, so let me get it. I love that chapter. That's one of my favorite chapters besides Psalms. John, the whole book of John is my favorite chapter, and Revelation. But I'm going to John. It's so much good stuff there. I don't know which one to do, but I'm going to go to John first. Let me get there. Okay, I want to read John 1 and chapter 1, I mean 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7. I want to read about the love is of God and God is love. And if we don't learn how to do that, if we don't understand, I mean, you know, if we don't grab a hold to that love that Jesus came and showed us, all I can think of, Lord, where would I fit or will I be in your kingdom? So let me read. It says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. You see, when he said, to know God when you love, oh, Father, and all we can do is pray that God help us, and we by us loving him, the Bible say we know him. So verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God. Wow. For God is love. And this was manifest, the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So I'm going to stop there. So as I was out today, I came in contact with some adversities, and then I came in contact with some blessings. The one adversity, when I got to the doctor, I told the lady, I said, ma'am, I had already filled out my papers. So she was giving me more papers, and it took me some time to fill those papers out. When I said, well, let me just go ahead and fill the papers for the lack of time. I have time now, so when I do come for my appointment, I don't have to fill these papers out. So the girl was very rude. And, okay, she told me, she said, well, I'm gonna go and ask them, you know, where your papers. So she set my papers aside. So I sit there and waited till she waited on 10 people. And I got up and said, ma'am, when are you going to go and tell the people I'm here in my papers? Well, I have other appointments. I'm like, ma'am, that is rude. I'm just asking you. I say, I'm a patient. I'm a patient too. I'm here to see the doctor. But anyway, so when I met those adversities, here come the other nurse, so sweet and nice, and the doctor was kind. You know, those things sort of kind of smooth out things for you and set that you know, how you can get so frustrated, how people treat you so rude. And but when God say love, you know, we got to love our enemies, our people that hate us. So when she did that and the others come and, you know, kind of showed care and concern, and, you know, that made me feel so blessed. So I went there, and she wasn't at the desk. I was going to ask if I owe a copay. So she saw me, but she never came. So I said, oh, well, they'll mail it to me. But I went out, and I met some other people. And the man that I met coming home, he was asking for money. And he stopped at my car, and he started reading. He said, oh, I'm just reading these Ten Commandments. And he started talking, and I said, oh, sir, I said, if you love that, I said, read this. I said, read this along with the scriptures. And he said, oh, he said, let me tell you. He said, we all would do right if they would just follow the Lord. And I said, that's right, his Sabbath. And when he said, that's right, the Sabbath, and you got to keep the Sabbath holy. And he said, every Sunday. I said, oh, because I was agreeing at first. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, oh, Lord, he's about a Sunday. So I just said, Lord, help him. So it was such a blessing how I meet people. And one guy told me, I said, I don't have change because really that was some money I had. And I wanted to give him a couple of dollars. But I told him, I don't have it. But, hey, he said, I'm reading your commandments. Not my commandments. He said, I'm reading the Ten Commandments. So I say, praise God. You know, sometimes I forget they're there, but people have me to realize because there are so many people checking it out, reading it, some comment, oh, I like that. So it's just a blessing to testify of God's goodness. So I'm going to close it out, and I just want to thank the Lord, Sister Powell, for you opening my line and being able to host. Amen? So
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Powell.
Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing, and thank Brother Ray for his kindness and his patience and to be humble, because I know, you know, you came in late, and eventually everyone know that when I am supposed to be on the line, it must be difficulty why I am not here on the line. And and words cannot express my gratitude towards you to open the line. Even though you were busy, you were there to open the line, you know. And brothers and sisters, that is how God's work come, you know, because God's work come first in everything we do. So we just have to give God thanks that each one can support and help each other. So I just thank you for what you have done. Yes, is there anyone else?
Yes, we're going to open the line for 985-232.
Okay.
Good evening.
Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, Sisters and Brothers. Can you hear me?
Amen, 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 Sister Brenda.
This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I'm thankful for being blessed by the Lord because he watched over us and woke us up. And not just that, I have a testimony. Ever since Ida struck, looked like the blessings came for me because I've been feeling great ever since. The Lord gave me a blessing. I've been feeling well. Looked like my sickness went with Ida. And I mean, I just been rolling on my feet. I've been shouting, praising the Lord. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I haven't felt this good. Oh, Lord, I can't say when. I thank the Lord. I mean, I haven't been, it's just been so long since I have Brother John to work. He had to just take all of it on his own. And now I'm just praising the Lord, thanking him that I could help him because look like that fibromyalgia and that chronic arthritis and all this other stuff just wouldn't let me get up and do nothing. So I thank the Lord I'm able to move and work and do all kind of stuff. And I mean, I've just been moving since this storm passed, and just feel like a new creature. The new
Amen.
Creature God
Amen.
Created. And I just thank God. I said, oh, I don't believe it. I'm like, Lord, thank you. I didn't claim it, and it and I don't want to claim it. I don't want to go backwards. I said, Lord, thank you. I've been running for the Lord ever since. I catch every Bible study, every prayer, everything I could catch. I'm trying to praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm thanking. I've just been joyful in the Lord and thanking him. Even though the storm passed, I got down, and then I'm like, Lord, what I'm down for, because Brother Josh said, just think of it. Look, we got a tree in the house. Look at those people. They're all gone. They don't even have a pair of nothing to pick up. Look at the houses go. And ever since then, I start praise the Lord, praying for these people, and picked up and hadn't went back since, and just been praying for them and thanking the Lord, you know. And I'm like, God, just lift them up, Lord. Just give them a peace of mind where they can find a path, where they can pray for themselves and know that you're going to help them, and just have patience like I did when you first came to my rescue. And you knew I had that patience that you was going to save me. When my sickness first hit me, and I also bust, and my small spleen bust with it, and the doctor say that he don't know how I live because I come there with one tap of blood. And I don't know how many transfusions they gave me, but I don't know. He don't know how I live. But guess what? I said, I do. The God was with me through the whole session. He told me, you're going to live and not die. And I mean, he walked and talked with me just like that song says, Sister Power sang sometimes. He walked and he talked with me, and he told me, you're going to live and not die. So that's why I'm waking up trying to tell somebody what the Lord done. So God bless,
amen,
and I pray
amen.
For everybody. We want to lift everybody up. I'm going to let Brother John talk. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello. This is Don, Brother Don from home in Louisiana. Yeah, like my wife said, that things have been coming back together. That's saying God, give God the praise and the glory. And, we're by the house today. We've been by the house all day. We spent the night over here by the house. So it just, little bit more we've been doing and stuff like that, but we've been traveling and we prayed before we traveled, so we've been traveling, been good, coming back and forth too. Lord have been watching over us as always, and it feels good to always be back on the prayer line and learning the message and learning the word and everything. So just want to say, or the grandbaby, she want to say something right quick.
Grand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. No, thank you, Brother Grand. Your little grand is there. All right. I know she loves that. Just stay before her. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little one to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yeah. Yes, amen, amen. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, little ones are on there, you know, and I know she loved that song because when we do Bible study, we sing for her with Sister Brenda, and you hear her singing, right? And she is listening, so, you know, that's why I sang that little song for her. And Brother John and Sister Brenda, I'm telling you, when Sister Brenda share a while ago, I tell you, goosebumps come right unto me. And this is why I said, beloved, wait, we just read in 3 John, I wish above all things that that thou may prosper and be in good health. And another part, I rejoice greatly when my brethren came and testify of the truth, right? He said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. And you know what? These are words, comforting words, Brother John and Sister Brenda, because I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit just sharing the testimony. And brothers and sisters on this line, that Sister Brenda sharing the testimony, what she goes to, death. And also Brother John goes through that too. And the brother and sister is here during the storm. God allow them to go through that storm where a tree go on their house, and they came out victorious. And also, even though they are walking to and fro, God have been providing and blessing them, traveling mercy from home where they are living to Sister Brent, Sister Leola and Nicole. They are moving to and fro, and they are giving you praise. And the other good praise report is Sister Brenda said she did not know that she would be able, remember the sickness that she has, she would be able to be moving and helping around and doing what God wants us to do, the work. So, brothers and sisters, God is real. He is able to do all things. And Sister Brenda, keep the faith. God loves you, as we have listened to these songs and also the scripture passage, to know that God loves you, and he promised, right, that he is going to raise you up. And Brother John, that you will be a living testimony in the community to share his word to those out there who do not know. So thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for sharing. Yes, my dear, we're quitting on now. We had one prayer, Sister Leola. How is the line? I don't know. Brother, yes. O'Neill is on it, yeah? There, yeah?
I know we have Brother Eli waiting, so let's open
him up. Okay. All
then,
right, Brother Eli.
It's 857. Let me open that line. Yes, brothers and sisters, I will get to you next, as soon as we're done. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Powell.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Miola and Sister Powell. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I have a prayer request, Sister Miola and Sister Powell. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer, because my mom needs a lot of prayer at the moment. Don't forget to pray for me, Sister Miola. My name is Brother Eli. My other prayer request, Sister Miola, is to pray for Sister Shamika, pray for Sister Tamiko. Don't forget to lift up Sister Tamiko in prayer. Don't forget to pray for her son, Taiwan. Pray for Sister Dorothy. Don't forget to pray for her daughter-in-law. Pray for Sister Katie Ann, because Katie Ann needs a lot of prayer. Pray for them that the Lord will bring them to church, and pray for them that the Lord will deliver them at the moment. And Sister Miola, I have another prayer request too. Please pray for their brother Jari, because Brother Jari said that today he do not want to talk to me, because Sister Miola, I'm feeling a little down and sad. Sister Power, I don't know, can Sister Miola lift me up in prayer? Sister Power, I don't know, can Sister Miola lift me up in prayer? Because Jari said that he do not want to talk to me. So please lift up Brother Jari in prayer, because the enemy is using him at the moment. The enemy is attacking him at the moment. And Sister Miola and Sister Power, I say, Brother Jari, how come you don't want to talk to me? Because I am a good person. I am a nice person. God God raise me up to be a nice person. And please, Sister Miola and Sister Pal, pray for Brother Jari because I'm feeling down, because I'm feeling a little sad at the moment. So tell brothers and sisters to lift me up in prayer. Sister Pal, tell Sister Miola to lift me up in prayer right now because I'm feeling sad,
brother.
Sister Pal.
Brother.
Hey, thank you.
Brother Eli, God loves you, right? He loves you so much that he sent his only son to die on Calvary for Brother Eli. That is the love that God has. And God wants us to love each other. And he came as brotherly love for us, right? And he didn't come with no distinction to nationality, rank, or creed. God loves everyone as just the same. So when Brother Jari telling you that, you know, he doesn't love you, brother, you had realized, do not get down, right? Do not get weary, you know, because you know you have a Father in heaven who said his only begotten Son to died on Calvary, and that is the love he has for you. And good, you pray for Brother Jari, you know, pray for Brother Jari, but do not take that, you know, and allow you to get sad, you know, because God wants you, right? He loves you, and that is the reason why you are doing so much work for the Lord, sharing
Amen.
The word to those there, and you know what? Sometimes that is what the enemy is doing. The enemy always comes on a person who doing God's work, right? And but you do not be dismayed. God said he will be with you, Brother Eli, right? So we're going to ask after prayer. We're going to do one prayer, and we will ask Sister Leola to do the prayer. But we would just want to do one prayer before we hear the message. All right, Brother Eli, but be strong. God loves you. Brother Jari, you don't love Brother Eli, but Brother Eli is loved by Advent Light and also God First and Advent Light. Every brothers and sister on here love Brother Eli. All right? Any other Sister Leola?
All right. We had someone else. They hung up. So
amen.
For them.
I didn't hear.
I Sister Councilnell, if she needed to say, I thought she...
Okay, Sister Councilnelli?
Yes, I'm right here.
I know you always bring your tip, Health Thursday, and you
of
always
course.
Bring some tips. So I'm going to wait. Brother, just hold on a little, Sister Santinelli. Sister Leola, anyone else is on the line besides Sister Santinelli? Any other? Brother O'Neill, join us here. Sister Leola? Sister Leola, can you check your phone for me if it's on mute? All right then, Sister. Sister Continelli, I'm asking
okay.
you, please.
I am right here waiting patiently. I want to read from the Better Way of Life. It says, it's time to make your own decision. It's the time for each of us on this line to make our own decision. And I want us to keep in mind that it was impossible for Eve in Eden to believe that the devil said without first doubting the word of God. In the judgment, men will not be condemned because they conscientiously believe a lie, but because they did not believe the truth. You understand that? Because they did not believe the truth, because they neglected the opportunity of learning what is truth. And this is taken from Patriarchs and Prophets, page 55. Our safety lies in loving, being the truth of God's word, and remaining loyal to God. The working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders with the deceivableness of unrighteousness, which in them perish, because they receive not the love of truth, that they might be saved. That is taken from 2 Thessalonians 2:9-10. You know, Eve also distrusted God's love. She doubted his word and transgressed his law. She disobeyed, you know, expressed words. She sinned. Oh, could we know the love that bendeth over us? Oh, if we could only understand the Father's heart. Here's how the angels chant their loving chorus. But when down our cheeks the bitter tears drop start, see how all heaven is moved to consolation and all the mysteries of Calvary mark. We should not doubt the coming of the salvation, not think all hope is lost when it is this dark. This is a little poem by Fanny Bolton. To his faithful children, we are his faithful children in every age, and God have his faithful children in every age. He says, in the world we shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And that text is taken from John 16:33. It was Richard Baxter who said, the way may seem strange to me, but not to Christ. Then trust in God through all thy days. Fear not, for he that hold thy hand. Though dark the way, still sing and praise. Sometime, sometime we'll understand. There are two ways, two principles, two powers. There is the upward way and there is the downward way. There is the good principle and there is the evil principle. There is the power of Christ and there is the power of Satan. Once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide in strife of truth with falsehood for the good or evil side. So there's a time coming for each of us to make a decision. We are either going to be on the good side or on the bad side. Which way shall we take? Have you ever considered that? Which principle shall we reign with? What principle is going to reign within us? Who shall be our master, Christ or Satan? The choice is ours. A delicate balance scale that will determine our destiny has been entrusted to each one of us. God will not tip it. Christ will not force it. Angels may not touch it. Satan cannot move it. Only man, by casting in the weight of his own personal choice, may decide which way the horizontal beam on the scale moves. Down or up? And what power shall be dominant in his life? Back in the time of Rome, there were great open-air theaters, even today, remain scattered over the Grecian world. This earth is a mighty stage and a great drama is going on. The controversy is between good and evil. It's being played to its very end, as every person in the world chooses whom he will serve. So I'm saying here, it is time to make our decision, and we have to choose now. On this stage, this gigantic stage that we are in, this world, the principles of both the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan are being worked out. We are nearing the end. We are nearing the end. When it comes to the whole universe, we'll see that the love is stronger than sin and that God has been good and just in all that he did and still does. When the curtain falls on evil down here, there will be no more sin or sorrow. Nothing wrong with the universe, only eternal happiness and harmony. And I want to sing this song, and then before I give my tip. And my song this evening is Christ is knocking at each of us hearts' door this evening. And it is our choice either to accept him or to leave him outside. Christ is knocking at my sad heart. Shall I let him in? Patiently pleading with my sad heart, oh, shall I let him in? Cold and proud is my heart with sin. Dark and cheerless is all within. Christ has been a stone unto him, or shall we let him in? Shall we send him the loving word? Shall we let him in? Meekly accepting our gracious Lord, oh, shall we let him in? He can infinite love impart. He can pardon this royal heart. Shall I bid him forever depart, or shall I let him in? And I hope this last verse will be all of our response to him. Yes, I'll open this proud heart's door. Yes, I'll let him in. Gladly I welcome him evermore. Oh, yes, I'll let him in. Blessed Savior, abide with us. Cares and trials will lighter be. We are safe if we're only with thee. Oh, blessed Lord, come in. Yes, Christ Amen. Is knocking on our hearts.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you. We have another one you'd like to share.
Yes, but I will just wait a little. I can just welcome with Sister Tam. Sister, just hold on a little, Sister. Sister Consinelli, we want to thank you for that actually mini sermon. God is good. He's so great. Time to make our own decision. And as we are on this line and listen to these wonderful promises that God told us about, this is not time, no time for us to be fooling around, no time for us to doubt God. This is the time for God. We know that God has his faithful children, as our dear sister placed it to us, and she gave us some scripture passage in John, 2 Thessalonians, and John, and other scriptures. And I do hope that my sister took down these scripture passages that they can really go back, and also to trust in God, right? And all these things, Lord, have to be with one word it comes. The time to make our decision is obedience to God. And also, heard the song, Christ is knocking. Because you know what? He is knocking at our heart door. He gave us everything. He gave us the word, the promises. He shows us. He gave us the commandment. He gave us everything. And he is just knocking, knocking. And what do you think? Why do we think he's knocking? Because he wants us to be obedient to just say, here am I, Lord. Open the heart door. So I just want to thank my dear beloved sister, especially for the song and those comforting words that God is calling us, that God is telling us. This is the time, and we cannot wait until he comes. Whatsoever we have to do, we have to do it now. So I just want to thank you, my dear sister, for reminding me, and I know every one of us on this line, to let us know that it's time for us to make our decision. Thank you again. Yes, Sister Leola, can you open the line, other line?
Yes, 225-558. Your line is open. Can you get your name? Where are you calling?
Hello?
Your line is
Hello?
Open.
How y'all doing tonight?
Your line is open. Can you tell where you're calling and your name?
Hello? Hello?
Your line is open. Can you check your phone?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Sister Leola, we're not getting through with this individual. I don't.
Yeah, his line is open. Take your phone off of mute. Take your phone free.
Hello?
Can you hear? Your line
Hello?
Is open.
Hello?
Your line, check your phone. Make sure your line is not, your phone is not on mute. Can you hear?
Hello?
Sister Leola, can
yes,
you
ma'am.
Discard that number? Please just.
Sister Powell, that's my son. He's on. He can.
And, oh yes, but he's
can,
not
can
connecting.
Hear? Yeah, he's
Hello?
On. He's on. You can hear?
Yeah, I can hear. Hello?
Yeah, go on and speak.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with the phone. I guess it was the service. Okay, I just had two testimonies on my job, my workplace, that happened that I seen God's hand in there. And the first account was when we worked on a tower, and we was 150 feet in the air on ropes, because I do rope access, and we work off ropes. But we was 80 feet, was going down, and it was 80 feet. And my phone dropped all the way down, and I prayed to God, like, God, please don't let my phone be broke. When I went down, all it had was a small scratch on the screen protector, and the phone was still good. I said it had to be nobody but God's hand. Nobody. And today, I dropped my phone in the middle of the plant, and the plant is on a turnaround right now, so it's busy. It's a lot of people running around there. And by the grace of God and Miss Leola, because she called the man so many times to where you had to turn the phone off, because she called so much, and he held the phone for me, because I called and I kept calling and kept calling trying to find the phone, but I kept praying and I prayed, and Miss Leola was praying too. She prayed for me, and she called the man a lot, and I said, God, please let my phone come up. Please let my phone come up. And once I finished the job that I did, some told me just call my phone again, and when I called, the man answered, and he said, yeah, I talked to your mom, and she took all my information down and the location and everything, and I have your phone. And I said, thank you. That was nobody but God. And my partner, he was saying, that's just luck. I said, no, that's not luck. That's nobody but God. That's what I prayed, and God answered my prayers. But that's all I wanted to share with you.
Oh, okay. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, that's a wonderful testimony. You see, God is real, my dear. God is always there at your side. All you have to do is trust him. And these are testimony for your personal experience with God, what he has done for you with those phones. It's actually three times it happened, right? And God secured first. When it fall, it didn't break. Right? And God allow you to get a second time, and God allow you. So you see, God is, you know, God is calling you. God is, as young men, God wants these young men to be strong. And all these experiences, all you have to do is just write them down in your book, your date, and you put up your record, daily record, what God has been doing. And these are the experiences you can share with your young friends out there and tell them, you know, they may not know about God, but you can tell them what God has done for you. Thank you. I don't remember your name, Sister Leola. Son, our son. Thank you, thank you for coming on, and also thank you for sharing. God bless. Yes, Sister Leola, is there anyone else? Brother O'Neill is here yet?
Yes, he is here. Okay,
well, my dear, we were waiting for Brother O'Neill for quite a while. So can you open his line?
Yes.
We will have, first, before Brother O'Neill speak, right? We did not have a general prayer for Brother Eli when he asked for the prayer. So we will just go into, I will just go in a short prayer, and Brother, the next voice you will hear, we will just give Brother Honeil the opportunity for the next, just a short prayer. All right, let's pray, brothers and sisters. Father, we come to you again, want to give you thanks for your blessings, Lord, and for what you have done. We have listened to your word, your warning, dear Lord. You have shown us, Lord, brotherly love, that you came into this world, dear Father, for everyone to love everyone, to pour your rain upon the just and the unjust, every nationality, every creed, Lord. You come, Lord, to show them your love. And we just want to thank you, Father. We want to thank you for we as brothers and sisters can join this line. Lord, even difficult times, Lord, you gave us the strength that we can come and the determination and the patience, Lord, that we can come on this line. You present your brothers and your sisters to come and to share and to give thanks for what you have done, their daily experiences, Lord. You gave us a message, a command, dear Lord, that we should be here on this line tonight to make the decision, the right decision now, and do not wait until the appointed time. You also told us, dear Lord, that you are faithful to us. You love us so much that you sent your son to die on us, for us, Lord. You also show us, Lord, how much you love your brothers and sisters in difficult times. Even the storm, you were there for them to save them. Even in sickness, you were there to bring them back to life. And now they are praising God to tell you how much they appreciate your love that you have extended to us. So, Father, we just want to give you thanks. Allow us to trust you. Allow us to be faithful to you, and allow us to be obedient. Now we present our dear beloved brother Eli, Lord, he has faithful servant. Come on this line, dear Lord, over Nico into 9 years, and he is there faithful, Lord, sharing your love to others out there, bringing souls to you, praying for each other. And now he is attacked, Lord, with Satan. With Satan, even the immediate friend that he brought to you, praying for you, Lord, he sometimes do things that is not right in his sight. But, dear Lord, we pray for Jahari, because you told us, dear Lord, we must pray for evil, our enemy. So we pray that Jahari will show Brother Eli that love, that great love, Lord, that he will know that you love him so, and he's supposed to be loving and kind to Brother Eli. Bless Brother Eli, Lord, his mother, his father, his brothers, his sisters, and Shamiko. Lord, Sister Tamiko, whole family he present to you. And his prayer list, Lord, hear our cry, Lord, and we know where you are, and you are willing to hear and answer each and every one of us prayer. Now, dear Lord, we present the speaker to you, Brother O'Neill. Continue to bless him, Lord. We thank you that you brought him home safely from work, and now use him, Lord, that fresh bread from heaven will come down, and it will run like a stream of water running to and fro, Lord, in our heart, in our mind, dear Lord, and that we will be ready when you come. Not getting ready, but we'll be ready when you come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining, and get your notepad and your Bible. And I know that Brother O'Neill will be bringing the message, and it will be coming from heaven to us, heaven bakery to us. So the next voice you will hear is Brother O'Neill. Thank you again. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening. This is Sister Carla.
Oh, hold on. Where's Brother O'Neill number? I thought that was Brother O'Neill. Sister Carla,
no,
I'm sorry. Sister Carla, recognize that first, but I said that can't be Brother. I said I recognize, but I didn't know. So Brother O'Neill is not on. So Sister Carla,
he's not on.
And we have one more we need to share. So go ahead, first call us since you're live.
Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for opening up the line, Sister Leola. Thank you, Sister Powell. I'm just thanking God for his blessing, his love. I was out most of the day helping Sister Payne. I can't see that. Helping Sister Payne, and I just got in about 7:30, and it's just been a blessing.
Sorry, Sister Paula dropped. May call back, but we're going to open the line for Sister Tamika. She probably had a song for us. Yeah. So give me just a second. Let me open up Sister Tamika, 770, your line is open.
Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening my line. God bless you all, brothers and sisters. God bless you, Sister Powell. And thank you, Brother Eli, for praying for me. God bless you. You're a beautiful person with a beautiful heart and soul. So I love you very much, and I thank you for your prayers. Happy Health Thursday, everyone. Thank you so much. I would like to sing a song for my dear, beautiful brothers and sisters on the line. Thank you. God bless you all. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he's thy health and salvation. Oh, he will hear, now to his temple draw near, join me in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord who all things so wondrously reigns, shieldeth me under his wings so gently sustained. How long my feet, how many desires have been granted in what he ordained. Praise to the Lord who does prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here dearly attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do if with his love he befriend thee.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, my dear brothers and sisters. I would like to read a Bible verse from Psalm chapter 121, verse 1 through 8, if I can read it. Thank you so much. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another precious day of life, dear Lord. We thank you that you're always with us, Heavenly Father. May you give us your grace and your mercy, dear Lord. May you give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let the Holy Spirit be our teacher and our guide. In Jesus' precious name, we thank you. Amen and amen. Psalm 121, verses 1 through 8. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. Amen. And the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Amen. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Praise the Lord. So thank you so much for opening my line, dear Sister Leola and Sister Powell. I love you two sisters very much. And I pray that the Lord continue to protect you and guide you and keep you and your family safe and well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Tamika, for all the messages sent. Go ahead, Sister Powell. Sister Powell, Brother O'Neill is on now, so we can open his line. We're going to open Brother O'Neill's line next. Amen. 631-552, your line is open.
Good night, Sister. Sister Leola and Sister Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you for opening up my life. Truly a blessing to be alive in the land that we live in. Despite all this going on, we have confidence that God is with us, because he promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. When I see people out there in the world standing up for what they believe, I really marvel at that, because they're making a stand for what they believe. Because they know that when they stand up for what they believe, especially when they are right, I know that is the Spirit of God that is impressing their minds to do these things. One of the most famous current basketball player, he plays trade in New York City. And the old team, they have to take the vaccine. And he chose that he will never take it. And for that, they take him off the team and says, unless he takes it, he will not play. And one season, salary that he would get is $70 million. He turned down that. He turned down $17 million per year, because he chose that he will not put that thing in his body. But many of us, as we do it without questioning, this guy's not he doesn't know what we know. I'm not saying that he's not a Christian, but I said he don't know what we know. But yet still, he chose not to go against his conscience to please anybody, even if it takes losing millions of dollars. And I look at that and say, that's amazing. That is amazing, because this man willing to sacrifice the luxury of this world for his conscience. We have to keep these people in prayer, because if God's Spirit is leading them to make these decisions, and that's one of the ways that God used to draw people's attention to him. I want to thank God for guiding me through another day. Thank him for working out things in our life. I just got to look at a few things before we go, because I guess no one is on the line to share tonight. I want to look at a few things before we go. From the Bible. Sister Leola? Hello? Sister Powell?
Yes, we hear you.
Hello. Yeah. I'm going to share a few things before I go. For a few minutes. Let us pray. Thanks, my loving and eternal Father. Thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for every provision that you have made from eternity past for your people. You know that we would be in this crisis at this time, but you have made provision for us. Help us, O Lord, to trust in you. Have your own seat behind you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thanksgiving. Amen. I guess a phone need to be mute in the background. Hello?
Hold on, Brother O'Neill. Let me see. Let me close the line. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So now I want to share something very interesting. So the globalists, a corporatic invisible government that lingers in the hallways of Bilderbergers, Davos, scheming, the agendas written over the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, and the World Health Organization have goals that have been with us for decades. I also have a video on this list, the globalist technocracy. He said, at the dark heart of their motivation is a cold anti-human, anti-freedom, anti-family, anti-America, nihilistic, psychotic obsession. All they needed was the perfect tool to engineer and fine-tune society. Psalms chapter 2. Psalms chapter 2, look what it says. Psalms, the second chapter. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointing, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. The word derision means confusion. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord had said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. We see that text in Hebrews about Christ. Ask for me, and I shall give thee the Eden for thy inheritance, the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. So we see the word of the Lord declaring Psalms chapter 2 with a question sign, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Because what many of the, they're setting up a kingdom upon this earth that they think that will last forever in their mind. And many of them have been trained to think of this way, and they practice what they preach. And it's like, we're going to take this world over, as their master said. Satan, you want to take this world over. That's why he came to Christ in the wilderness temptation. What he said to Christ in the wilderness temptation. This is a profound thing to Christ in the wilderness temptation. In Matthew chapter 4, Matthew the 4th chapter, what he said, he was imagining a vain thing. He says, the devil, in verse 5 of Matthew chapter 4, the devil taketh him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest that any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And Christ rebuked him there, and said, Jesus said unto him, it is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So here what he says now, in verse 8, again the devil taketh him up. This was the one of the final temptation that he brought upon Christ was 3. Again, the devil taketh him. All of these things that he come to Christ with, he knew that Christ have the power to do them. The devil will never come to you with a temptation that you know that you don't have the power to do. You can resist or you can accept. So what he says, again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. This is the same thing that the enemy is doing. And Jesus, in verse 10, then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. So this entire controversy that we see that is taking place, and it has really escalated in 2020 to now, today, October 21st, 2021, it has escalated even wider, and we have seen the beast fully showing his true colors, what he's about. It's a takeover. Satan's ultimate goal is to take this world by force. And whatever means that he will do, that's what his goal is. And the Revelation 12 tells us, says, rejoice ye heavens and all ye that dwell in them, but woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, because the devil has come down, because you know he have but a short time. Time is running out on Satan. Goal is to get people on his side through deception. So deception is the order of the day. And Christ warned in Matthew 24 about this four times. Many shall come in my name. One of the chief deception that many people are using the Christ name in vain in their deception. They come presenting themselves as disciples of God, but they are disciples of the devil. 2 Corinthians, we can find that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we can find that. It says, based on time, here, I read some more. Now, along comes artificial intelligence. You hear about the artificial intelligence that they come up with to use to manipulate the God gene that is inside every human being. Even the person that says that atheist. That's why Psalmist says, why the fool say that in his heart that there is no God is only a fool, because everybody has made with the knowledge that God, because Satan cannot create no human being. God formed man from the dust, and when he created man, he created man with the knowledge that there is a higher power. But because men want to eclipse that idea from out their mind, they try to deny that God does exist. So the Bible says, the fool said that in his heart that there is no God. Along comes artificial intelligence to edit all mortality, ethics, truth, and the future of the human race, as cyber security becomes a major concern and globalists realize they don't have total control over the internet. Artificial intelligence has become the new battlefield. So they start using artificial intelligence to control how you think, your action, and this is something that the enemy has planned for years so that he can manipulate situation and things. So you have to allow nothing to intercept our minds from the things that God has in store for us. And he's using all of the issues to blot our minds away from what Christ is doing, the final work of the investigative judgment. He wants us to occupy, he wants us to have division among each other. And if we can have divisions among each other, that is one of his goals, so that he can use that to create an confusion, because that's one of his goals. Once he can create confusion, then he can get his subject, because the only way that he can mess up the human. I'm going to read the next article, and then I share some quote from the the spirit of prophecy. So I want to read this article to you. This is one of our famous famous radio radio commentator. His name is Howard Stern. Many might know the name. So he was commenting on the NBA player that refused to play because he will not take the COVID vaccine. What he says, Irving will be missing out on around $17 million this season as he is ineligible to play or practice in his own team stadium due to ridiculous COVID vaccination rules. So what he said, talk about stupid. There are some people who are willing to walk away from millions of dollars and not get vaccine. And I have got to say they are stupid. They are putting their mouth where their money is, Stern said on his Cyrus Xmas show. One of them is whatever the NBA player name, continuing with co-host Quaver, assisting him with the name. He said, Stern said, he's my favorite guy, putting his money where his mouth is. You got to say, in terms of idiots, he got to be the top idiot in the country right now. So because the guy made an independent choice to make a decision not to put something in his body, he's an idiot. So we see how the enemy is playing out things because he wants people to feel bad about the choices that they make. And his ultimate goal is to deceive and to destroy. We have to pray for these people because these people, they may not be FDA, but God has his people. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold in John 10:16. Them shall I bring, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Many of them are not educated, as I said, according to the knowledge that we have had as SDA. They haven't got this message, but yet still they're standing up for what they believe, and they will not bow to the system that is trying to push them to go against their conscience. So, and here was what this next doctor, Dr. Mercola, he's been labeled by the President of the United States as the, one of the number one conspiracy theorists because this man, Dr. Mercola, has been around for about 30 years as a doctor, and he always enlightened people on how they can take care of their body and natural remedies. He always shared these stuff. He does consultation, and he does a lot of speaking all over the world. And hear what he says. Mercola, the COVID jab is responsible for rising mortality trends. And this is October 21st. This is today. He shared this. According to all-cause mortality statistic adjusted for population growth, the number of Americans who died between January 2021 and August 21 is 14% higher than 2018. The pre-COVID year with the highest all-cause mortality and 16% higher than the average death rate between 2015 and 2019. Did COVID-19 raise the death toll despite mass vaccination? Are people dying at increased rate because of it? The COVID jab killed at an estimate 1,018 people per million dose administered during the first 30 days of European vaccination campaign. When counting our death categorized as COVID-19 deaths, the death toll from the jab is estimated to be 200 and 500 deaths per million dose administered. With 4 billion doses have been administered around the world, that means 800,000 to 2 million so-called COVID-19 deaths may be be vaccine-induced deaths. Data from the 23 countries revealed that the number of new COVID cases, that is, positive tests at the start of the COVID jab campaign, is 3.8 times higher than it was before the rollout of the shots. Here, 3.8% higher. And the daily COVID death rate is 3.82 times higher. According to all cause, the number of Americans who have died between January 21 and August 2021 is 16% higher than 2018 per COVID year, with the highest all cause mortality, 18% higher. So we see that the obvious question is, why did more people die in 2021, January through August, despite the rollout of the COVID shots in December 2020? Did COVID-19 raise the death toll despite mass vaccination, or people dying at an increased rate because of the COVID shots? Vaccine-induced mortality. In two-part series, Matthew Crawford of the Rounding the Earth newsletter explained mortality statistics before and after the rollout of the COVID shot is part one. He revealed that the shots kill an estimated 1,018 people per million dose administered. And he said between, and he shared the same statistic that I read earlier on. After adjusting the deaths categorized as COVID-19 deaths, he came up with an estimated 200 to 500 deaths per million dose administered. This does not even include vaccine-induced deaths that have not been recorded as COVID cases, though I suspect that a latter number is smaller, since the only good way to hide the vaccine mortality signal is to smuggle deaths to the already established COVID death toll. So we see what is going on. He said, not taking into account the possibility of underreporting in Norway that gives us a mortality rate of 575 deaths per million dose. The report might indicate that common side effects from the mRNA vaccine, such as fever, nausea, may have led to death in some frail patients. Chief physician Sergio in the Norwegian Medicine Agency noted. He said, if you are very frail, you should probably not be vaccinated. And they're giving the elderly people these things, right? Mandis at the Norwegian Medicine Agency said as a webinar on corona vaccine for journalism. Is the COVID jab responsible for excess death? You want this in this two final paragraphs that I read. Crawford goes on to look at the data from countries that have substantial vaccine update while simultaneously having very low rates of COVID-19. This way, you can get a better idea to whether the COVID jabs might be responsible for the excess death as opposed to the infection itself. He identified 22 countries that fit the criteria, accounting for 1.88 billion individuals, roughly one quarter of the global population before the COVID jab rollout. These nations report a total 103.2 COVID-related deaths per million residents. Hear that? Five nations have more than 200 COVID deaths per million, while seven are fewer than 10 deaths per million. And he continued to share more data on this. And this issue. So in what we see going on, it's affecting a lot of people all over the world. You can see in Canada, the mandates that is in Canada and Australia is the two worst so far in the world. And also in Israel as well. Israel is the most vaccinated nation on the planet. And till right now, they're telling people that they need to get a second booster shot. They cannot do certain things. They can't go to places like that without showing their vaccine passport in Israel. So we see it going on. It's really something that is affecting a lot of people, and it's something that we have to understand that when it comes to our salvation, nothing should decide our faith more than what God says we should do. It's not what the man says, but what God says, the man Christ Jesus. I'm going to read two quotes from the book, Counsels Helpful Living and Counsels on Health. Before I close, it says 36 of Helpful Living, that men, instead of seeking to remove the poisonous matter from the system, take more deadly poison into the system. So this is Helpful Living, page 243.1. Many, instead of seeking to remove poisonous matter from the system, take more deadly poison into the system to remove a poison already there. Listen carefully. He said, many parents substitute drugs for judicious nursing. Mode of action. See what she says. 243.2. Drugs never cure disease. They only change it from a location. When drugs are induced into the system for a time, they seem to have a beneficial effect. A change may take place, but the disease is not cured. It will manifest itself in some other forms. The disease which the drugs was given to cure may disappear, but only reappear in a new form, such as skin disease, ulcer, painful disease, joints, and something in more dangerous and deadly form. Nature keeps struggling, and the patient suffers with different ailments until there is a sudden breaking down in the efforts, and death follows. So drugs never cure. The next quote from Helpful Counsels on Health. Counsels on Health. One second. Did I close with this quote? It's on the topic, Counsels on Health, Teaching Health Principle. Teach the people, she said, Counsels on Health, page 135. Teach the people that it is better to know how to keep well than how to cure disease. Our physicians should be wise educators, warning all against self-indulgence and showing that abstinence from the things that God has prohibited is the only way to prevent ruin of body and mind. So things that God says we should not put inside our body, we should put that as the first criteria of living for Jesus. It says in the book, First Corinthians chapter 6, we can see the last three verses. Flee fornication, everything that a man doeth is without the body, but neither come conscience in it against his own body. But know not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not of your own. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. God has total ownership of our bodies. But God is not one who chooses for us. We have to choose whether we're going to allow him to be the first in our life, as the Hebrew boys and Daniel purpose in their heart, that they will not defile themselves in no way. In no way they will defile themselves. So that's supposed to be something that each and every one of us have to make a informed decision, is whether we're going to sacrifice our bodies for our job, or we're going to allow God to work things out for us. I have a sister in our ministry. She was given the task that on the 27th, she lives in New York, and on the 27th of September, she should take the job or lose her job. And she chose not to, and she lose her job. And the same week as she lose her job, her next company came calling and offer her a job. Offer a job without taking the job. So you see, when you stand up for God, he will stand up for you. In Romans chapter 12, Paul was saying this, I beseech you therefore, brethren, to present your bodies to God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. This is your reasonable service. I beseech you. This is the service that you can offer God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not, be not conformed to this world. Do not conform. Do not allow people to coerce you into making decision which is contrary to God and your conscience. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Be what? Transformed. We're in the time, we're living in investigative judgment right now. We need to be transformed into the image of Christ. Right? Be transformed into the image of Christ. But the devil, his ultimate goal is for us to lose all someone, because he cannot gain access to the kingdom. His time is done. Me not what? Renewing of your mind, that he may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And the same Paul said this in 1 Thessalonians. You know what he says in 1 Thessalonians? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. You know what Paul says? He's echoing the same thing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. You know what he says? In everything, give thanks for this is the will of God. In verse 18, Christ Jesus concerning you, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. But you know what he says in verse 21 and 22? Prove all things, hold fast what? That which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. So if you're hearing people telling you that this thing is causing effect, and mainstream media not telling you, and other people are telling you that this is what I did and this is what happened to my body. And you said, no, I have to keep my job, so I will take the job. And my mom always said this while growing up back in Jamaica. My mom said it, and as an adult, I understand it even more. She said, this is a Jamaican proverb that she wrote me. She said, not the same day the leaf drop into the water. It takes time. So sometimes you might, if you see Adam and Eve situation, when Eve first take the forbidden fruit, she don't feel death same time. Mm-mm. She didn't feel it. But when they saw the first leaf fall from the tree, they recognized the enormity of what sin is. So not because many people might tell you that I don't feel no side effect, I don't feel this, I don't feel that, you should just take it. The serpent was flaunting himself. Look, I eat the fruit and nothing do me. You need to try it. But let no one allow you to quench your spirit, as I just read in 1 Thessalonians 5, because the Bible says in closing, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30, he says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, wherein with ye are sealed until the day of redemption. What seals us? The Holy Spirit seals us. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. To seal us. What does that mean? That we are fully settled into the truth, spiritually, intellectually, so that we cannot be more. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing right now. That is the work. So please, my brothers and sisters, keep me in prayer while I do the same for you. We all have struggle, but the more we come to Christ, the more he's going to give us power. Power to overcome. And right now, only one people going to heaven. Overcomers. Everybody has to be Israel. Mean overcomer. That is true Israel. True Israel means overcomer. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. Let me pray before.
For us, brother. Then you pray for us, brother.
Yes, let us pray. General God and our Father, we pause to acknowledge you. Father, we are living in truly, as Timothy says, in perilous times. When I read those verses years back, I thought I was really in perilous time, but now it come home deeper to me. For the past 18 months, I've seen so much that I never seen since I was born. And it is telling me, Lord, that your coming is coming. Is really coming. And Father, you said you would shorten these days for the elect's sake. As we go to bed, in few hours' time, the day is out again. And Father,
yeah.
You see that you're wrapping up everything in righteousness. People, to be old, dear God. That's what you're saying to us. We should be old, our God. Father, because unless we be old, O Lord, we will not be able to overcome the enemy and his wiles, because we have a lot of wiles right now, especially in these last days. Even our politics, we are hearing the wiles of the devil, men speaking the language of the devil to your people, they're encouraging them to go against conscience. And Father, as Aaron did, we hearken unto the people in building the golden calf. Father, there are many because of greed and gluttony, oh God. They're selling you out like Esau selling out his birthright. And each and of us have a birthright to the kingdom of heaven. And let us not sell our birthright to this world, because he said, if we have this opportunity of gaining access to worlds and the entire universe and give it away just for the things of this world, then it will be chaos for us. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done over 2,000 years on Calvary. And your work never stops, because you are helping each and every one of us. And no one can say on that day of reckoning that you have not did all for us to make it into the kingdom. But we are refusing, as ancient Israel. You said they were stiff-necked. Lord, there are many of us. Lord, we are stiff-necked at times, Lord. But give us victory, O God, to allow nothing, O God, to separate us from you, O Lord. Father, we pray for each and everyone on the line, every family on this line, O God, representative here. I pray, Lord, the struggle is real, O God. The enemy is putting everything in ways that people will look to ways to help themselves instead of look to you, O God. But help us, O God. We must look from to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, the maker of this old world. Father, we ask you to cover us on your blood, O God. Father, sanctify us anew, baptize us anew, O God. Cleanse us from all sins, all filthiness of the flesh. Father, we need a spiritual mind, especially in these last years of earth history, so that we can function aright. Father, we pray, Lord, that you provide the means, Lord. There are many of us still searching for country living homes. Many of us trying to seek finance to get homes. Many of us started, Lord God. And many of us need more to get things done. But help us, O Lord, to recognize that country living is not just living in the country, but it's a way to build character for eternity. Not to hide away ourselves. We see the life of Enoch. Though he was living in the country, he went into the city daily to warn the people to flee from the wrath to come. Help us, O Lord, to play our part. Father, I pray, Lord, that you bless these books, Lord, that I have received the box of book on COVID-19, the real story, as I've given many people so far. I pray that you bless them, that they read these things, and we share 60 scriptures that evidence shows that the Sabbath is real, and 40 that shows that Sunday cannot be the Sabbath. I pray, Lord, as we give them these books with these scripture sharing about your Sabbath and how it's important and it will serve as eternity. And Sunday is man-made. So, Father, I pray, Lord, that you bless them. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Cover each one of us as we are about to sleep. Send your angels to keep the night watch. Be with this nation, O God. Be with the people all over the world. Father, we see crisis doing. We heard about food shortages and all these things that will come, Lord. But help us, O Lord, to know that you tell us that our bread and water is sure. David said, I've been young, and now I'm whole. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor receive begging bread. Father, you promise us, Lord, that you will be our provider. You promise us that you will never leave us. In Matthew 28, you will never leave us nor forsake us. So help us, O Lord, though family, friend, brethren may forsake us, you will never sever your ties from your people. Help us to stick with you, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Haneel, for that presentation. And brothers and sisters, I think we have got some encouraging warning word, not to be afraid, but just to trust God in all things. Our dear brother had bringing a lot to us tonight, and I do hope that my sisters them took down some of these scripture passage and let them know and let us know that the time is coming, right? Just as how the devil have tempted Jesus in the wilderness, and as we read in Matthew, he told us how many times the devil attempted Jesus. So he's there to tempt us, and we saw that people out there with the report that our dear brother bring tonight, that people who is not even of the faith, who is rejecting the job, right, for money, thousands and millions of dollars, and reject because they do not want that poison in their body. So we here have to take the stand. And my dear beloved brothers and sisters, let us continue to stick together, pray with each other, and, you know, be faithful to the Lord. And the Lord said in his word in Exodus 14, and would like everyone to remember what the Lord said in Exodus 14:14. He said, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. So the battle is not ours. The battle is for the Lord. And he promised that he will fight for us. He will keep us strong. He will allow us to go through this problem and the situation that is happening with both the vaccine and all the pressure that is coming down. And we know that the pressure will be coming down upon God for the people, for the Sabbath, and everything is leading to the Sabbath. So if we cannot be faithful now, brothers and sisters, to obey God that our body is the temple of God, we will not be faithful when this national Sunday law is come down by law, that we have to worship the Sunday and not the Sabbath. So be faithful, my dear brother and sister. We run a little later, but, you know, God is good. I do know that we are blessed when we heard some of these reports, and sometimes we are not hearing these things. So we are so thankful to Brother O'Neill to bring those reports to us. And we ask you to continue to praise God and be faithful to God, right? Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, so we will just close. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. All right, my dear brothers and sisters, have a blessed night. Remember, tomorrow night is the Sabbath. Let us join. God bless. Sister Leola, thank you again, Sister Leola, for hoping and closing. Bye.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Good night.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am.
Think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of is silent, his love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed.